welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your hosting party, Anna, a real, actual shark guardian.
And I am the other half, Gabe, Krampus enthusiast.
Oh, tell us about your enthusiasm for Krampus.
I just think he's neat.
I just think he's a neat guy.
Listen, I had to make it kind of themed because if I didn't, do you know what I would have put instead?
Please tell me.
It would have been something about Five Nights at Freddy's because there's a new Five Nights at Freddy's game. So suddenly that's all my brain can think about, despite the fact that I have watched literally one hour of gameplay so far.
Oh my God. What a whiplash from Watchmen to Five Nights at Freddy's, huh? What a turnaround.
Like, the worst part, too, is I am no longer a person who watches Markiplier because I'm an adult. But All the other games, I was in college. And I was like, yeah, I like Markiplier and I like his stupid Five Nights at Freddy's theories. So I watched him play all the early games. And now my brain is like, there's a new Five Nights at Freddy's game. But if I don't watch Markiplier play it, am I actually watching it?
It won't be right.
It won't be. And I'm like, we can branch out. And my brain is like, no.
No.
It's Markiplier or bust, motherfucker. And I'm like, okay, Mark, upload these videos faster. And he's like, it's the holidays. And I'm like, I get...
Mark, I need this.
Mark. I need to find out if Freddy's going to betray me because so far he's acting like a kind guardian and that's kind of fucked. I know the lore. He shouldn't be being nice to me, but he is and it's making me have emotions.
Oh, no. I know nothing about Five Nights at Freddy's. Zero things.
You know that TikTok audio? That's like, wow, that sex was poggers. But now I have to get back to explaining the Five Nights at Freddy's lore. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know all the lore. And also, like, I didn't play the early games because the jump scares were, like, fucking jump scares.
Well, that's the whole point of the game. It's a jump scare game.
I don't like jump scares. I like all the hidden shit. I like all the Easter eggs and secret shit. The jump scares so far in this new game, weak.
Oh.
Weak.
You could play the new game.
I probably could. I'm not going to because it costs money. But weak.
Do better, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, do better. Okay, I'm going to play something first.
Okay.
Because if I don't, you're going to, and I want the satisfaction of beating you to it.
Damn it.
Get fucked, Anna.
Damn it. I knew you were Fuck you.
This is Naughty or Nice by Tom Cardy. In parentheses, fuck you, Anna.
Fuck you right back, Gabe. Jesus. Yeah.
It does slap, though.
It does. There's quite a lengthy spoken part in the middle, but the song part does slap.
I like the spoken part, too. Johnny is a good boy and donates his money, but he thinks Dane Cook is funny. Naughty. Danica owns a car and gives her friends rides, even though they don't go... He looks so weird shamed.
I know. It's such a... Like, it shocked me when I saw it. I was like, oh my God, mustacheless Tom Cardy.
I was like, is this your younger brother or something, maybe?
Did you recruit your sibling? I don't have to deliver shit. Jeffrey, back so soon from your court-mandated coffee break, you Marxist fuck. You can't talk to me that way, Santa. Stop taking liberties with the naughty list, okay? I can do whatever I want. I'm Santa Claus, baby. Why don't you go make me some more PS5s, you lazy little communist? That's not the point. You God. PS5s. They are very difficult. But, you know, for the entire fucking world. So why don't you stay in your lane, Jeffrey? Santa. Jeffrey. 17 for the entire world. Now you're strongly advising me, are you? Come on, mate. Whose face is on a Coca-Cola bottle, Jeffrey? I'm not getting into this. Is it your face, Jeffrey? Have they started a new campaign? Jeffrey, have I been drinking old Coca-Cola and have somehow missed your fucking face on all of the new Coca-Cola bottles, huh? Yeah, Jeffrey. Fuck off, Jeffrey. Philip was named Philip when Damn he it. Was born, but he makes his friends call him Philippe. I think that's Philippe.
Chris Pratt doing an Italiano accent.
Chris Pratt! Right on my naughty list. A naughty man named Billy who touches his dirty willy when he thinks no one is
no.
watching.
Every single elf that signed up to unionize, here is a surprise.
You are all assholes. The elf union.
Elf unions are important. We all know this.
We do.
cheer. I'm gonna start roller skating. Then you'll spend your time inside drinking red wine and masturbating. 11 months of the year just to watch you, so next year find something fucking entertaining to do.
The fucking elf clap.
I love the elf clap. I love Jeffrey the elf.
Jeffrey the elf, my favorite man.
Fuck you, Santa.
No, fuck you, Jeffrey. I'm the big boy, so I get what I like, baby. And what I like is telling every boy and girl in the whole wide world that they're very, very, very not good.
Very not good.
Correct. That would be what I would do if I was Santa.
Tell them they're not good.
Yeah.
Ah, there it was. Merry Christmas.
I got to it first.
You did. Let me just go check that off my spreadsheet.
Eat my ass.
Has already been played. That's fine. Whatever. It's okay.
Came up on TikTok and I was like, ope. Gotta get there first. Gotta make Anna unhappy today.
How dare you?
I dare.
You do. You dare every week.
Dare.
Oh, God. Yeah. But instead of playing something, I'm going to briefly tell you about my name today.
Oh, yes.
I was going to do that, and then you just slammed it in there with the Tom Cardi video.
Yeah, tell me about Shark.
So, I think I've had a name on here before about my two stuffed sharks that I have.
You did. I think you said shark collector?
Yeah, shark collector. Well, my shark collection has grown because my roommate Sarah has, for Christmas, she got me the thing where you buy like a bracelet or whatever, and then you on paper only, adopt a shark.
You adopted a shark?
Yes, I adopted a shark.
Oh my God, you're a shark dad.
I am. I'm a shark dad. So I have this bracelet now, and it comes with, like, a little paper and a little fucking QR code, and you can get an app, and you can look at where your shark is.
Nice.
And, like, where they have gone in the ocean. And so my shark's name is Mia, which is weird because my sister's name is Mia. So
is your sister a shark?
My sister actually got – I haven't seen her in a while. So she may have gotten turned into a shark when I wasn't looking.
She may have become a shark, yeah.
Yeah. Mia, the shark, is now, I'm looking at the app right now.
Oh my God.
And she is off the coast of South Carolina, just kind of wiggling around in the ocean, I guess. It kind of like...
Eating bitches.
Yeah, eating bitches. It kind of like shows, it must like track their location like every day or every other day or something. And so she came up from like around Florida and then just like... swam in a circle for like 3 weeks and now
you gotta do that.
And now she's off the coast of South Carolina. So I now
Yeah, good for her.
If anybody wants to tell me I'm not an actual real shark parent, they would be sorely mistaken.
You are a shark parent.
Because now I have a shark.
There's a general shark tracking app and I downloaded it a couple years ago. And there were a couple sharks that I, like, got interested in. And then I saw a TikTok of somebody, like, sobbing hysterically. And everyone was like, oh, no, what's wrong? And they were like, the shark that I've been watching for 2 years has disappeared. And I think that they're dead.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Oh, actually, you know what? I can't do this. And I got rid of the app.
I can't do this to myself. Oh, I mean, I'm kind of worried that that's going to happen with this shark. I mean, I hope that she was only, like, tagged and released in April. So
yeah, you got some shark time.
I got time. She is a mother, so I don't want to lose all the baby sharks as well.
Oh my God, you have shark grandbabies?
I have shark grandbabies. She's a hammerhead shark, and she's pregnant.
Blessed.
With shark babies.
Love it.
Oh my God. So not only am I a shark parent, I'm also a shark grandparent. And so I will be checking this app every day. To make sure I know where my shark is.
Keep me shark posted.
Yeah, I will keep you shark posted. That'll become a segment on this show is where is Mia the shark today?
Where is Mia the shark?
Oh, okay, that's my shark story. That's all I got.
That was a good shark story.
Thank you.
I'm gonna play something else.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna count that as a segment. All right. This was sent in by both Vape Master and also Becoming More Evil by the Day, Scalosha. And ooh. I hate both of you. You both collectively, you sent in four of these. These are inexplicable yaoi-themed Christmas parodies.
Why is Naruto there?
Naruto is part of it, I guess.
Okay.
This is Grandpa Got Plowed Over by a Semi by Steve Warky Nunez. I'm not playing all four of them because I'll die, but I'll play a couple and I hate you both.
I will also die.
Yeah. So I think I didn't listen to all of it. I think it's probably a little not safe for work. It's 3.5 minutes. Please skip if you would like. Okay, bye.
Oh, no. Do I have the option to skip this?
Nope, you are stuck.
Got plowed over by a semi.
No, bad.
Like, yeah.
Craigslist.
You can say who is looking for a hookup on Christmas Eve?
This guy, I guess.
I believe.
Oh.
It all started with some yaoi.
I'm in hell.
I don't like started.
Which we begged him not to read.
I'm in hell.
Oh, me
then
too.
He bought himself a Kindle.
No.
Kindle.
With each book he bought, he found a mighty need.
Oh.
When we found him Christmas morning.
No.
Got home late, so still in bed. They told me to get him ready. I found Grandpa with a
no.
No, thank
no.
you. I'd like to opt out.
You didn't let me opt out.
There's a whole album.
A whole
like,
album?
This guy did like many of these.
No Steve.
Steve.
But after Grandpa, I believe.
Hell.
Now we're all
jail, for jail for Steve. Jail for Steve for 1,000 years.
He's been taking it so well.
Grandpa, no.
And you know what? Also jail for fucking Vape Master and Scalosha.
Yeah, but all three of you.
Both of you. Yeah, all three.
You two and Steve.
Have fun in terrible yaoi jail.
Oh, God.
He refused to come to dinner.
I hate how jaunty it still is.
In the snow. Why would you have sex in the snow?
That sounds so horribly awful.
It sounds so cold.
So cold.
I had a friend who once who did try to do like a romantic thing with her boyfriend and like hook up on a beach.
Oh,
and there was no one else there, so like there wasn't that issue.
But the sand.
Yeah, that was the issue. She was like, it was like sandpaper.
Ooh.
And I was like, that was a choice that you made. And she was like, I know.
It's a bad choice that you made.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh.
He explained while in the den.
I hate it here.
I guess Grandpa's really
no.
hungry.
No.
The semi fed
no.
I gotta go.
Grandpa got plowed over by a semi.
Oh my God.
Well.
Found a guy
this is hell. You did this to us.
I did not. Vape Master and Scalosha did this to us.
You also elected to play it.
You know what? I'll play all four.
No,
watch
you better
me.
Not. No,
I will.
I'll kill you
I'll
with
do
my
it.
Bare hands.
I'll do
no.
it.
Do not.
I'm gonna.
Don't. You'll kill us all. Why is Edward Elric there?
Why would he not be there?
I don't know.
He's part of it.
Very yaoi-ness.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Steve, get fucked.
Steve.
Hey,
okay.
Steve. Steve, get fucked.
Thank you for that. I hate you so much.
Not as much as I hate Vape Master and Scalosha.
This is true. Oh my God.
Oh God,
okay,
there's so
this
many.
Is...
Yeah.
Too many. This is also Christmas themed. It's not as long.
Oh, I'm not playing this. Thank you.
You have to. You must.
Okay.
This is introduce the Polar it. Express hot chocolate scene, but every chocolate makes the video more satanic by Luca Big Pants.
I feel like now is a good time to tell you I've never actually seen Polar Express.
Really?
I'm a
it's
Jew.
An incredibly cursed movie. Well, yeah, but it's It's so weird. It scared me as a child.
I mean, the animation is incredibly uncanny valley.
But even, like, the animation is uncanny, yes, but there are some scenes where there's, like, a scary haunted puppet scene.
I'm a scary haunted puppet. There's a scary haunted puppet in Five Nights at Freddy's.
It's the same exact thing. Wow.
This is getting very cursed very quickly.
I know. It's a short song. They gotta get to it right away.
I don't like the way the hot chocolate is moving.
I know. It looks sentient.
It's upsetting. Yeah, that one girl who just took her empty cup off the table is the most valid.
It was full. She was saving it for someone else.
It looked empty. It could be because everything has a terrible red tint now.
It could be. The satanic tint.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Jesus. Polar Express, no.
I have mostly Christmas themed stuff to play, but this just makes me want to, like, do revenge with a non-Christmas one that I have.
Oh my god.
Awful, I mean, thank you.
I have non-Christmas things as well, so, yeah.
I mostly have Christmas things because I, know what time of year it is, motherfucker.
You do. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I'm not. I'm gonna save that one for later.
Okay.
Fuck you. Be a short one.
Good.
This beat is automatics. This is All I Want for Christmas Is You, but it's Megalovania by Mini Slapper.
We knew this was gonna happen.
This is the short. There were long ones, okay? Okay. So be grateful.
Thank you. Oh. Oh no.
Can I tell you something? Genuinely love this.
You do? Fucking of course you do.
I'm having fun, thanks. I don't like Santa Sans though. Sansta? Yeah. Not a fan. Both got there at the same time. Good for us. Hell. Brain rot hell.
Our brains are falling to pieces over this show.
Mine is already in pieces.
You're a smaller pieces. Each piece is falling into pieces.
True. It's like little confetti of brain. Confetti of brain is what I said. I'm a writer.
It's like confetti of brain.
Shut up. Wait, okay, this is not related. This is related to me trying to finish my October writing challenge by the end of December.
December-themed writing.
Shut the fuck up. But so I was making a Hannibal playlist for reasons. And there's a song that I heard on TikTok a lot, but I just heard the part from the refrain. You know what? Actually, this will be easier if I just play it.
Oh, good.
I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm going to play the, like, snippet because I did not know what this song was when I heard it on TikTok. It sounded just like kind of like a fun jazzy song.
Okay.
And then I fucking heard the whole thing. Close your eyes. I don't want you to see the name of it.
Okay, closing.
Great. Okay. So here we are. I'm 40 seconds in here. This is the part I heard on TikTok.
Okay. Vision, this will be ooh, this will be this will be
absolutely way, this will be nice. That part. Did you hear that on TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people use that in cosplay videos. Do you want to know something? It is from a song called The Dismemberment Song.
The
song is about her fucking killing someone.
Yeah, did you not know that?
I didn't know the song. I never heard it. And when it says on TikTok, the only time I saw it, it just said, you know, and then it had the, like, smug-looking emoji.
This is why I use that song for a fucking Nicola audio from Magnus Archives because it's about dismembering someone.
Like, I had no fucking idea. I'd never actually heard it.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
And then it came up on my cannibalism playlist for no reason. And then I was like, oh, I guess.
Oh, it's this song, sure.
I was like, oh, I know this from the middle. I actually, at the beginning of that song, I was like, excuse me? Excuse me? Excuse me?
Various increasing excuse me.
Like, yeah, I was very unprepared. It's fine. Oh. This is a good playlist I'm making. It's not cursed at all.
Oh, good. We should exchange Hannibal playlists because I feel like mine is equally cursed.
Mine is cursed in, I think, a different way.
Possibly.
Just based on the theming of October.
Yes.
Christ. Okay. Do you have something to play?
I do.
Good. Because I'm drowning.
I know you are.
Yes.
Okay, here is another Christmas gift for you.
Give it to me.
I will. Once I get my fucking tab straight. Hand there we go.
Hand it to me.
This is a William Morantse video, Jumped. And it's the Christmash. Mashup of Mariah Carey and the Monster Mash. Okay. Here it is.
It's so wet sounding.
It always is.
Why is it that wet?
It's mashing in the Monster Mash. They're mashing up a soup? I don't know.
Mashing up soup?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, mashing up soup. What kind of chunky ass soup do you think they're making?
The monster
in the
soup.
Song, the monster. They are the monsters. You just have cannibalism on the mind now.
Whose fault is that? Yours.
It's the month of October's fault.
In December.
I specifically got a Hannibal request. I just didn't have time to get to it.
And now it's here we are 2 months later.
Now I'm writing 3 Hannibal ones because I hate myself.
Oh, fun, fun.
Nope. Hey, I'm really hating this.
Are you enjoying yourself?
No, I just said I'm hating it.
Oh my god. I'm dancing a little bit.
Of course you're dancing. You, constantly. I'm dancing. Everybody in the entire fucking world. Yeah, I'm aware.
The reverberations of my dancing can be felt throughout the globe.
Throughout time and space.
Uh-huh. Into the universe.
Legitimately, if I could walk up to somebody who does not know you or me, and I could be like, do you think Anna is dancing? And they'd be like, fucking yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess so. Like,
yeah, obviously. Duh. And I'd be like, you're correct, stranger.
At any time of the day or night, I sleep dance.
You do sleep dance. I know this.
One time, apparently, according to my roommate, I'm pretty sure that I've never had, like, a history of sleepwalking or sleep talking or anything, but according to my roommate, like, 3 years ago, in the middle of the night, I just, like, laughed really loudly, like a cackle, and then was silent for the rest of the night, and she was, like, scared.
When I think I was 10, we ended up having this, like, big sleepover with my second cousins. No, why did it get spooky? Cursed. William Morantse.
William.
How dare you. And they said that I talked about anime in my sleep.
Oh, anime.
I was, to be fair, I was 10.
Oh my god.
But they were like, they were neither of the ones who were sleeping in my room, because like there were lots of cousins and lots of rooms. Yeah. Neither of them were like anime watching children. So they didn't know any of the things, but they were like successfully naming like characters and events of shows that I knew they hadn't watched. And I was like, oh, I really was talking about anime in my sleep. Okay, great.
Fucking dissertation on anime in your sleep.
Like you do.
Like you do.
I did, apparently. Your buddy Neil Cicerega comes to your house to tell you it's Christmas by Brobeck's Kazoo Remixes.
I would like to tell my buddy Neil Cicerega to not come to my house.
Now he's doing it.
No.
There he is. He's outside the door. You can't answer the door.
I
think it's Christmas
Eve. I'm not answering the door. Nobody knows.
trying to tell you it's Christmas.
Oh, Neil.
Just trying to just open the door. Tell you it's Christmas.
Nope, the door's locked. Merry Christmas! I'm locking my doors even tighter.
Aurora Borealis.
God.
At this time of year, at this time of day, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen.
Yes.
There you go.
Steamed hams. Wasn't expecting the little bit of steamed hams there.
How could you do? How? Why would you listen to anything I play and not?
Why would you
not expect? You should at all points in things I play expect it to either be oatmeal or steamed hams.
Or steamed hams.
You know this. Oh God, right. Do I have a Christmas oatmeal?
No, you don't. Actually.
I don't know that I do.
I've looked through your spreadsheet and you don't.
I don't know that I do. Oh no, wait. Wow. Oh no, wait.
No. Don't look too hard. It's not there, I promise.
Okay. You're probably right.
I am. I know I'm right.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, instead of playing something.
Foreshadowing, yes.
We talked a bit briefly about wanting to go into the two-sentence horror Reddit forum and
yes.
sort by controversial, which
yes.
I have done.
Good.
I found quite a few of them. I'm going to do the Christmas ones first.
Oh my God, okay.
So I think I have four Christmas ones, and then I have a couple ones that are just really bad two-sentence horror ones.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a little tiny pause in between the two sentences for suspense.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready with my suspense goggles on.
Okay. So this is posted by CheeseEater41.
Natch.
I was so excited to see Santa coming down the chimney. I was then slashed by his claw by something that had no bit of jolly inside of it.
Oh my God. Rough.
Santa claw.
Rough.
Oh, okay. Next one.
Yes.
Posted by DIT username. And then it says like the date on it. It says December 21st, which okay. hasn't happened yet. So either this is old or they are looking into the future.
My guess is it's old.
Probably. This says, it almost feels like Christmas, except I'm not sure how much I want it to be here. On the one hand, I'll finally have proof if Santa's real. But also, what if he's not immortal?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Kill Santa.
Weak.
Okay. This one is posted by Inevitable Setting 1.
Okay.
It almost feels like Christmas, except the toys are unwrapping us. And there is no second sentence.
Bottom text.
Bottom text. Oh my God. Okay.
I want to write one now where the second sentence is just bottom text.
It's just bottom text. You should.
Oh God.
I think that Reddit would love it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is posted by Mix Gentle Them. And this says, they thought it was a Christmas miracle that the Grinch's heart grew 3 times in size, but were horrified when it crushed his lungs, broke all of his ribs, and throbbed through his green skin.
Oh my God.
I don't like throbbed through his green skin.
No, I don't either. Oh God, after this, remind me to tell you the 2 Grinch conspiracy theories I heard this week.
Oh my God, 2 of them?
Yeah, they're both short, it's fine.
Oh God, okay. All right, so that concludes the Christmas ones, and now we just have really shitty horror stories.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, posted by Inevitable AD 3638. Where are the pig heart and frog dissection specimens, she asked me. Yummy.
Oh my God.
The episode is 2 is just yummy.
That's not even like a horror. I mean, it is a horror story because you're going to die probably from formaldehyde.
The horror is just, I ate them.
The horror is, I am going to die because I ingested formaldehyde.
Okay. Posted by Lennon the Custard. This morning, I could smell nothing but fire. I'd never smelled fire before. Dot, dot, dot. Ooh.
Is that it?
Oh my God. Some of these are so bad.
Fuck.
Okay. This one's posted by Das Gravy Man.
Okay.
Someone or something was still standing there. I could see their shadow under the door frame. Luckily, I have the device.
Oh my God. Of course. The device.
The word the is italicized and not device. The device. What is the device?
Luckily, he has it.
Luckily, he has the device.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Posted by Kazmanian. Dave's stomach growled. It was only a matter of time before the hive was released.
Oh my God.
God. Some of these are just hilarious in their stupidity.
They're so bad.
They're so bad. You okay. Posted by Toe Collector 1234. Very okay. Fun. I screamed as he walked into the room. I had been sitting next to him for the past hour. If I'm sitting next to him, who is he?
That doesn't really sound like a problem. That just sounds like you're getting ready for some clone sex.
Clone sex time, which you should be happy about and not scared of.
Yeah, that seems like less of a horror story and more like several people's fantasies. The several people being the guy and his clone.
The guy and the clone, and also you. So, like, get with it.
Yeah, everybody's happy. Fuck off.
Okay, posted by IDeadXManny. Okay. My neighborhood's power just came back on last night. This has been very jarring, as the power plant had been abandoned ever since the incident in April of 86.
So, like, were you just vibing without power for, like, how were you writing this on Reddit?
Your power has been gone for 30 years.
Your power's been gone for 30 years, and you get power, and suddenly, like,
that's the weird
acquire
thing.
A laptop or a cell phone and the ability to use Reddit, and you just do this?
And you just post this here? I don't think so.
Unrealistic.
I'm taking points off. It's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Okay, posted by Galahad X5.
Okay.
I have always wondered how the Black Plague started, so I decided to time travel to find out. Then I coughed.
So you just had the plague?
Yeah, you just got the plague.
It's like what, like five people in the world every year get the plague or something?
Yeah, the plague is still here. It's just not as much.
So you were one of the fucking five and you were sick and you were like, I should go back and like...
I should go start the Black Plague.
I have a time machine. I'm going to go see how the Black Plague started and not like... Any
Bring
other
a
moment
hazmat
in his
suit.
No, but like that's the moment in history. You're like, I gotta know. Like, we do know. It was rats.
Yeah, we literally already know.
We know this.
Google it.
This,
and not
see, that
get the
feels
black
to
plague.
Me that feels to me like the Russian sleep experiment.
Yeah.
Creepypasta. Where it's like, we know what happens to people when they don't sleep for 10 days. You don't have to write a scary story, but like we're aware. We know.
We already know what happens, and we know that what you are saying is not what happens.
Scary story. I'm gonna go back in time and figure out how this thing happened. Like, bitch, we know. If you had a time machine and that's what you did with it, like, dumbass. I hope you got stranded there.
Okay, I have one more.
Okay.
This is posted by Minty Mysterious.
Okay.
To my unbridled terror, I woke up without my eyes. To my great relief, I soon discovered my precious eye jar had simply rolled under the bed.
Oh my God.
My jar of eyes that I have.
Everybody has an eye jar.
Oh God, you're welcome. There's Thanks. All of your two-sentence horror.
Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna get into some Grinch shit real quick because I have some things
Grinch
to play.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. I just saw two people on TikTok having like the most shower thoughts about the Grinch that I've ever seen in my life.
Not the shower thoughts.
And one of them was, is Grinch his name, his profession, his, like, race?
Uh-huh.
Like, what is the Grinch? Like, maybe his name is George.
George Grinch.
No, just like George the Grinch.
He is a Grinch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A professional Grinch. It was just, like, that was it, but then it was, like, this changes everything. I don't know what it changes, but it changes everything. And I was like, I feel you. And then the second one is that, is the Grinch microscopic?
What?
Because he's harassing the Whos down in Whoville.
But then, oh my God, you're right. And the Whos are tiny. Here's
a Who. The Whos are tiny. Is the Grinch microscopic?
I would have to say yes.
Yeah, we just all have to live in this world now.
Yeah, I think that the entirety of the Grinch story takes place on teeny tiny Whoville on a speck. And it's just the world's tiniest Christmas.
Yeah.
So when you say the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes, it's still microscopic. It's just slightly fucking bigger. Tiny.
Anyways, I hated that, and God. Now you had to hate it here too. Here's Toad Sings All I Want for Christmas Is You by Melancholy.
I don't even get time to breathe. Just gotta dive right in. Jesus.
Suffer. We haven't done a Toad one in a really long time.
I know. We've been suspiciously Toadless.
And then the algorithm was like, Toad? And I was like, oh, I fucking guess.
Oh, Toad, no. No.
Yeah. If I don't get to all the Christmas ones this week, I'll do some next week, too.
Oh, God.
I'm allowed to.
Christmas Puerto forever. Rican,
we celebrate until the 5th, I think?
Oh, hey, Christmas can last that long.
Because that's Three Kings Day. It's the 5th or the 6th. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either.
You get presents in your shoe. Get it, Toad.
This is hurting me so much.
We're listening to the whole song.
Of course.
The whole song.
I don't know how anyone could... I shouldn't say this because clearly people are doing Toad voices all the time. But I still don't understand how people can do the Toad voice for, like, a whole song uninterrupted.
Yeah, but, like, I also don't understand how, like metal singers do the screamy voice for hours and are okay.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I know there's ways that you can do it that are, like, not horrible for your throat, but I don't understand how.
Like, I took voice lessons for 8 years, and it still doesn't make sense to me.
Did you take metal screaming voice lessons?
No, but, like, they do teach you how to... I had to do, one of the plays I was in, I had to do a really loud, high-pitched scream off stage. And that was the thing I worked on with my voice teacher, because she was like, you're gonna fuck up your voice, and then you're gonna suck at the recital, and you have to make me look good. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
God, that was my... That was... No, actually, I guess those were two different teachers. But the teacher who told me I had to not mess up and make her look good, gave me for my last, like, song to do at a recital a 20th century art song where the melody was not really a melody coherent that I was singing. And the background was atonal and had nothing to do with what I was singing in either key or time signature. And I kept being like, they're not gonna know if I mess up. And she was like, oh no.
You need to make me look good and also impress me.
I mean, it is a beautiful song.
Oh.
I fucked it up a lot, but nobody knew but me and her.
Exactly.
Oh my God, Toad.
Toad, please. I think they should have photoshopped Toad's face onto the Mariah Carey, like, Christmas album art.
You are asking for too much.
I'll have to go do it myself.
You should.
And I might.
Tweet that shit.
Perchance I will. No.
Hell yeah, get it, Toad. Oh my God.
God.
That sounded like it hurt.
The whole thing does.
I mean, it's certainly hurting my ears.
Oh my God. Pain.
Yeah, Pain City, City of Bread.
It truly is. We haven't visited Pain City, the City of Bread, in a while, but I think it's time to go back.
I think it's been like a couple weeks, Anna.
I'm so used to being there like 4 times an episode.
Oh my God. Let's be real. We spend most of our time in Pain City, City of Bread.
I spend most of my life in Pain City, City of Bread.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I have a gift from, oh, this name is long. Let me read it here. Meat Sweats from 2018's Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Just kidding, it's Lola. So. Oh my God.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Lola. God. This is Sans Fire.
You know what? You know what? Unthank you.
I know what. No, please.
Unthank you. Goddamn. All right.
This is Sans Fire by The Big BD.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Like, I knew exactly what it was going to be, and then it was.
And I'm not enjoying it.
I feel like I'm having a stroke.
I know, it's too fast. This is what having a stroke actually feels like, scientifically.
True. I hate the game audio in the game Subnautica. So okay. When I play Subnautica, I listen to other music, but I have the game audio very quiet underneath.
Oh.
And sometimes you have things like this where it's like, my music is doing one thing and the game audio is like, wah! And I'm like, I am dying.
And it sounds exactly like this.
I mean, this is what this experience would be like.
God.
It's BB.
BB?
I said Speeby.
Oh.
Because it's sped up.
It is sped up.
I was giving biting commentary.
Proud of you. It's so good.
Fine, I won't say anything.
It'll just be me for the rest of the episode. Anna time. My brain is hurting. Are you now actually refraining from saying anything? There's a suspicious silence coming from your end. Bitch.
Suck my dick, Anna.
I knew it couldn't last forever.
I mean, no, I have too many things I want to torture you with.
Oh, good, of course. Maybe it should last forever, actually.
Oh, fuck. No, I should play... I have too many options. I'm going to play Christmas stuff next week, too, is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I expected this.
Fuck up. this is...
No.
1-2 Frosty the Oatmeal by Autistic Yui.
Autistic Yui! Ugh. Oh, Frosty.
Oh, Frosty. Shall we call him Harold?
No. Bruce. No. No.
So good.
It hurts me.
So good. Maybe the best thing I've ever heard.
I'm sure it is.
Thank you, Autistic Yui, for sharing.
Speaking of Oatmeal Guy's very specific accent that we were talking about one time.
Yes.
I was watching this. I had to make a fucking... I had to create a deep sea organism for my oceanography class. And I decided that for my final presentation, I would, like, crochet this little organism. And it's kind of like a little worm, a little undersea worm. So I was looking at... a crochet tutorial. I was going to use like the base of a snake and then just sort of alter it from there. And this lady that was doing this snake tutorial sounds exactly like the oatmeal guy.
Okay, so she's German.
Yeah, but like the very specific, yeah, whatever German accent.
That is a very specific accent.
I heard, and I was listening to her, you know, instruct me on how to crochet this snake for like a whole 30 minutes. I was like, I feel like I'm getting oatmeal instructions. I am.
I wonder if the oatmeal guy has like a fucking cameo. I want to make him say some cursed shit at you.
Oh, I hope so. Frosty.
So good.
No. Here comes Kirby.
That's so good. Autistic Yui, you could have auto-tuned it more and you fucking know it.
You calling out Autistic Yui now?
Listen, that entire song, it was like, are you going to auto-tune it to the melody? And it's like, no, it's kind of a harmony. And it's like, you know what? You know what the melody is supposed to be? Not a fucking harmony, Autistic Yui.
Oh my god. Fun Christmas times.
One, two, oat meat.
I don't want to think about oat meat.
I always want to think about oat meat. Thank you again, DJ, for 1-2 oat meat.
No, unthank you, DJ, for oat meat.
It lives in my head rent-free.
It shouldn't.
It does.
This was sent in by Red Anansi. And this is CatGopher98 with Boney M and Pitbull Rasputin's hotel room service.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
This is actually enjoyable.
I don't believe you for 1 second. I don't trust you or Red Anansi.
You should. I was dancing.
Oh, that makes it different from everything else we play. In no way.
Oh, perchance you will dance as well. Who knows?
Hotel room service. No.
Here it comes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is so cursed. This is so cursed.
I'm gonna put this on the playlist of cursed things that I secretly enjoy.
You are also very cursed.
I am.
Ooh. I'm a plumber tonight. I did not know the lyrics to the song. I'm not
me either.
It's
a plumber.
No. I think I'm more offended by the regular lyrics than by the mashup.
Pitbull, please get some better lyrics.
This is so absurd.
Yeah, it is. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a distinctly bad time. No.
Pitbull, why? What a great way to end the Christmas episode, huh?
Oh, we're not ending it there.
Oh no, are we not?
No, I'm sneaking another one in.
Oh, of course you are. You had to have the first one and the last one.
Yeah, I'm gonna have the last fucking laugh.
Of course.
It's my right. Because I'm sexy and always right.
It's the Game is Sexy and Right and also gets the last laugh podcast.
I do get the last laugh. You know why? Because I'm sexy and always right.
Oh.
Literally every time me and my sister drive by a fucking Holiday Inn, we like compulsively say, we have the hotel most of Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. As you should, as is correct to do anytime you pass a Holiday Inn.
Would Pitbull like to buy a fucking consonant?
No. He would not.
I can fucking tell. Jesus.
Oh.
That was so cursed.
I'm glad you had a good time.
I had a bad time.
I'm glad you had a bad time.
I did. So now I'm going to make you have a bad time.
No.
This
no
was one of the ones that was sent in exclusively by Fate Master.
God.
This is Last Seme by Steve Warky Nunez.
Steve Warky Nunez, my new nemesis.
You have too many nemesi.
I'm getting rid of all of the other ones to focus on Steve.
I don't know that that's true because you just had an autistic Yui experience.
I did have an autistic Yui experience. You turn me more gay. I'll give you my the very next day you turned me more gay.
I fucking hate it. This one gives me hives.
Oh my god. The very next
day you turn me more gay. Like hives. Thanks, Vape Master.
Unthank you.
Come on, let's go. Give you my rear. A motel. No. This is the worst part of all of these, is that some of it's just generic anime.
Yeah.
And some of it is specifically from like various yaoi properties.
Yeah.
And I recognize some of them.
Gabe.
The fucking exterior of a fucking building it keeps showing when it says let's find a motel. That is where one of the main characters in Gravitation lives, and I know this. Kill me.
I will.
Gravitation is very bad and nobody should read or watch it. You should especially not watch it, actually.
Oh.
And that's Loveless. Yeah, kill me. Death.
Okay, it says Loveless on it with words.
Yeah, but I would recognize it anyway. Like, a lot of this is just, like, gay fan art, but some of it's like, nope, that is a thing that exists and I know it. Death.
Again, this podcast revealing bad things about you.
Death is too good for me, actually. Hell for Gabe. Hell
suffer
for Gabe
fraternity.
I think here's the thing, is I could definitely like get away with this shit, but I compulsively confess embarrassing things about myself with the drop of a hat.
No, I was gonna say I would not know that you know all these things.
You've met me. There's no way you would look at me and be like, this bitch was not into yaoi in middle school. Like, what the fuck?
I wouldn't announce it though, and apparently you would.
Oh, whatever. I still have like my entire manga collection is intact. I have a whole section that's just yaoi one shots.
God, of course.
I spent a lot of money on them. I'm never getting rid of them.
Keep them forever.
Yeah, like they're not something I want to read now, but I'm not getting rid of them.
Oh my god.
Maybe I'll reread
exist.
Them for fun so I can
Maybe.
Hate myself.
Rear.
Death.
When will it end?
In 36 seconds.
Oh. That's 36 seconds too long.
I'm dying.
Me as well.
Vape Master!
Vape Master, why?
Vape Master, like, the fact that both Vape Master and Skalosha found this shit and were like, yeah, you need
Send
this.
Send it into bed!
Like, fuck both of you aggressively.
But also, I understand how you would come to that conclusion.
Just kidding, we appreciate you. Thank you for sending things in. I'm just made of suffering.
You
This has been your weekly suffer session and Gabe embarrassment experience known as bad.
God.
If you have cursed shit you want us to play on the podcast, you can send it into badcurseconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, you can. And if that is too long for you to remember, you can find it pinned in the pinned tweet of our Twitter, which is @badcursed. I did, while we were watching things, I did Photoshop really badly that image of Toad on Mariah Carey. So I'm going to tweet that. You can find that on the Twitter. You can also find
I'm going to Photoshop it better. I'm going to Photoshop it better and tweet that. Yeah.
Listen, I did it very hastily, just like with a fucking sticker on Snapchat. It was not my best work.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm going to actually Photoshop. It's going to be a work of art.
A work of art. And you know what? The bad bitches will appreciate that. Yes, God. Go follow us on Twitter. That's the end of that segment.
we're part of a podcasting network, Common Unity Media. We have a Patreon with a Discord and fun shit and stuff, and you should join.
Yes, you should. And there's not just our show on that work. No, no. I just said that not that network.
Yeah,
no,
you
no.
did, but I was going to let you have it. No, no.
I was not going to let myself have it. No, no. There are other things. There is my other show, Glass Letters. There is Something to Pot About. There is Minnesota Jones. There are a lot of fun things. And
can you imagine if it was just a one podcast network? I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, I can't imagine, actually. Welcome to our network. It is just us. We are sitting on a chair alone in a white room.
We're sitting on a chair alone shouting.
Shouting at you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You can find all of that at community, .media.
Oh, and I interrupted you from saying the Bad Bites bit.
Yeah, you fucking did, bitch.
Yeah, I fucking did.
We also have Bad Bites, which are tiny little morsels of horribleness that we record and we post on the Patreon for you to go listen to if you want to support us on Patreon. And I believe that number five?
I think it's five.
Is going up today, and it's me subjecting Gabe to terrible you quizzes. So go listen to it.
I was subjected.
You were.
I was. If you can't support us financially, that's okay. We understand. We're happy that you're just here listening to this podcast and experiencing hell with us.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
So the today's blessed.
Oh, no, no.
It's a jam!
Gabe!
I didn't really have anything blessed.
God.
But I did.
You can't even finish your sentence!
This is the newest Emo Joseph song in the I Fucked Cthulhu playlist.
Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, Cinematic Universe called I Am Going to Have Sex with Swamp Thing, and despite the fact that it's cursed, it is a certified bop, and therefore it's arguably blessed. I have been Gabe, shark. Krampus enthusiast.
And I have been on a real actual shark guardian.
And we will talk at you in a week. Goodbye, bad bitches.
Oh, we will. Goodbye.
This song is called Don't Sue Me, DC Comics, parentheses, I am going to have sex with Swamp Thing. The creek sweat, gonna get my dick wet, yeah, I'm gonna fuck Swamp Thing. Get him in the water, gonna scream and make him holler, yeah, I'm gonna make him sing. Oh, DC Comics doesn't sue me for all the nasty stuff we're doing. Get him in the sexy by HBO Max, yeah, I'm gonna fuck Swamp Thing. Get him in the bed, make his green cheeks red, yeah, I'm gonna fuck Swamp Thing. Just see how far we're gonna go. Definitely longer than his TV show. Get him on all fours. Get him begging for Alan Moore. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck Swamp Thing.
Woo! This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.